Hello everyone, this is your host Winter, the very nasally voice because she is sick. And welcome back to episode 8 of Story Heritage. Today's episode is gonna be really long, so I suggest you grab some snacks because I'm gonna be doing something which is very difficult for me to do normally. I'm gonna be talking. Super normal. Nothing new there, right? Right. Except it's not normal, actually, because I'm gonna be talking about my feelings. I'm gonna open up to almost no one and yet everyone. It's difficult for me because I don't usually talk or open up to people about my inner feelings. But I wanted to take a risk and I wanted to help myself and do this and figure out how I could beat this thing to death so it could leave me alone. Violent. Super aggressive. I know. Yes. Anyways. Now, recently I just discovered how bad anxiety can be. And when it hits someone, it hits them really hard. So hard. Like a whole ass train that came out of nowhere while you were in a bloody desert and it just hits you like really hard. So hard you get crushed under it. And that train of anxiety could be having different passengers of all kinds. It could be having passengers from your past that'll still hit you through anxiety. It could be your present, your family relations, your career, your current situation, it could be your future, people you know and people you may not even know the name of. My point is, it could be anything causing and bringing you anxiety. Your past, present, future, relationships, people around you, your work, your school, your environment. It could be anything and almost everything. Now, when I'm like feeling really anxious or like I'm in the state of anxiety, like if that's what it's called, oh god, here's how my anxiety works or looks like on the outside, physically. Oh my god, this is gonna be so hard. Okay. So, for me, my stomach tends to feel like it's been tied permanently in a knot. I always have a like slight headache. You can say like a migraine in the left side of my head. And that tends to happen when I think too much. It's like my brain is telling me to stop overworking and to stop thinking so much because it's hurting me and my brain. Then I can't really talk to people. I developed really, really bad social anxiety for some reason. My hands and feet tend to go super cold and my hands start shaking sometimes if I have to talk to people. My heart starts beating at a very unusually fast pace. It often feels like it's about to burst. My right leg starts moving up and down like super violently when I get too nervous or anxious or like scared. And sometimes I hiccup when I'm nervous. Like just one hiccup. It's weird, I know, and it happens at the most unusual times. It feels very embarrassing. And also, okay, this happens really rarely, but it happens. So, basically, sometimes I start breathing, like, really heavily, like, loud enough for people to hear. It's almost like I'm having trouble breathing, which I guess is what it may be. But it happens unintentionally, because I don't tend to realize I'm kind of, like, you know, hyperventilating or something like that until people point it out that I'm breathing really heavily and loudly and my throat becomes really dry and I usually have to like drink water for me to stop breathing that heavily. Like I feel dark like for days. I see everything around me. It's so bright and colorful, but it's like a dark heavy black cloud above my head, and it's only me. It's like, you know, in those movies where like there's a scene where like time stops for you, but everything around you is like moving really fast and working perfectly. It's like being stuck in a room for like a super dark room for ages, and like knowing there's a whole world outside, but just not knowing why you've been stuck in there. It's like a fire waiting to be put out, but no matter what you do, you can't put it out. Every time you go near it and try to confront it, it burns and gets bigger and more dangerous. It hurts you day by day by increasing its heat and like its aggression with every minute passing. So when all these things started getting really intense, I didn't really know what to do, who to reach out to, or what was even happening with me, or what the heck I was even supposed to do. And by chance, during those days, I started getting a lot of mental health posts on my Instagram Explorer feed. And for some reason, I thought of reading them, since I'm a real-life Curious George. And the first post I read was on anxiety, and it pretty much said all the things that I had been feeling. So after reading many mental health posts on different illnesses, I found out that all the things I was experiencing, the feelings and thoughts I was having, were purely because of anxiety. So I then thought maybe finding out more about anxiety might help me get a clear idea of how I should be dealing with it, or like know what it was that I was feeling, and if it was like really anxiety that I was experiencing. Because I couldn't really believe that it was like me who was experiencing it. Because see, I was the kind of person who always was like positive, a little sensitive though, and like always made everyone smile with her dad jokes, and like, I don't know, and like overly happy for everything and anything that happens attitude. But to my surprise, nothing really happened, because those posts were all advising me to do things I wasn't really capable of doing. The posts that would like how to prevent anxiety and stuff like that. And they were all advising me to do things I wasn't really capable of doing, because just the mere thought of doing those things gave me really, really bad anxiety and shivers. And I figured that it was indeed anxiety. It confirmed that for me. Then we come to the part where I had done something that scared me a lot. So I have two online friends I made earlier this year, and I was like completely fine. Both live in a completely different country, like opposite to each other. One of them is a little older than me, and one of them is my age. So the one that's my age, let's say we got along really well in the beginning. And then of course there's always some fallouts in a friendship, but it doesn't mean we stop talking or end it, you know? What happened was that I was out of town visiting my uncle and my grandparents, because my grandfather had been paralyzed, and anyone who knows me knows how much my grandfather means to me after my dad. He's really the only person I see as a father figure in my life, because I guess he reminds me of him in some ways. So I had been crazy busy with all the household work there, and, you know, taking care of him, doing all the chores and all that, because my aunt wasn't here. She was visiting her parents in a different country. So it was just me, my mom, my grandparents, my uncle, and my two cousins. So as you can see, my mom had to be with my grandma all the time, because she was like, she would get worried and she would often like cry sometimes. So she had to be there at all times with her to comfort her. Me, on the other hand, I had to do all the chores, often made breakfast for everyone. I did the cleaning and dusting and everything, made tea for my grandma on a daily basis, and basically worked my ass off, and I don't even work that much in my own house. So I was already really stressed on the inside, and when I'm stressed, I tend to lose my appetite completely. I stop eating, and like I shut down. And when I was stressed, because I was on the verge of like losing another person who is so, so important to me, you could say another person who is like a father to me, and to add some more devastation, I had no internet, because my uncle would have the hotspot on his phone, and he would only turn it on before he would like leave for work, and it was only for like, what, 12, 13 minutes, and then he'd leave for work, so it disconnect and like shut off. And in those 12 minutes, I often had to like reply to messages or like, you know, check the news or downloaded stories to keep me from like getting bored any further. So let's call this friend of mine Jay. So Miss Jay here texted me one time, and I had like only a minute to check it because I was busy before that. So I read it and my internet got disconnected then, and I wasn't able to like reply to her. But I saw her message, and the next day didn't go well for me because that particular day I was very, let's say, pissed and emotionally and mentally exhausted. Because I was told that I wasn't doing enough work, and like I got very pissed because I was literally doing all the, like, I was a housewife for like a whole week, working my ass off. And then she texted me, and she was really mad because she said I left her on red. And I guess that was my cue to explode, and I did. I got really mad too, and then we fought and all, and I told her I was on the edge of losing someone, and then we didn't talk for about 2 weeks. In those 2 weeks, I had, like, come back and, like, had full access to internet, but I still didn't use any because I had started my online classes, so I got busy again. Then, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, one day, she texted me saying she was about to dye her hair, and I still tried to, like, you know, be very neutral because I didn't know how I was supposed to act because we had fought, like, 2 weeks before. But we got back on track after that, and me being me, I didn't want to leave the issue hanging, so I tried to talk to her about it, and we did. I just suddenly opened up to her because she asked, like, what made me, like, you know, what triggered me for me to go off like that, and I opened up to her suddenly, and I know it's weird opening up to a complete stranger, but I guess that was the start of a healthy friendship, because then we started understanding each other, and she tried understanding me and said she wanted to help me. And I agreed because I wanted to see if maybe her methods could help me or no, since nothing else was working. And she introduced me to some of her friends recently, which I told her multiple times might judge me secretly and think I'm weird and, I don't know, a little sketchy, since I can't talk to people at all right now. No one really knows this except for her, but when I'm with her and her friends, and I have to, like, talk, my hands and feet are freezing, and I'm shaking really bad. So, like, I'm shaking when I'm talking, but I try to talk, and, like, weirdly, my voice comes out very calm and, like, yeah, so, thankfully, it doesn't give them the impression that I'm actually, like, you know, peeing my pants behind screen. I don't know why, but it's, like, now become really hard for me to who I used to be. It's not that I've changed completely, but there's, like, some things I still haven't let go of. Like, I can be, dreamy and, like, more of an idealist when I want to be, like, with certain things. And other times, I'm just really overly practical, but then I overthink and I overanalyze things a lot. And it's like it's like the practical side of me is very much how I should be, considering how the world is now. But the very hidden, softy, like a soft side of me, tends to find beauty, love, and romance in the smallest things. And by love and romance, I am not going that way. What I mean is, I sometimes tend to find loving myself hard, which is the very practical, emotional, and always kind of pissed off, but a little depressed too, side of me. By romance, I mean I'm the dreamer, the little, you know, like, idealist and dreamer side of me who, like, finds it romantic to even take a bath and, you know, put on my favorite lotion and, like, make dumb, stupid dad jokes and make everyone laugh and smiles all the time. She finds it romantic to love herself. She finds it romantic to, like, take care of herself and be kind to everyone and, most importantly, herself. But the other side of me, it's, like, the person or, like, the kind of character you see in movies as, like, you know, like, the really mean, bad guy but like meets a soft girl, falls in love, and you know, becomes a softie. Not saying that's how I want my life to turn out, but it's like I'm very, I don't know, like I've been told I've become very distant and very like quiet, and it often seems rude and I seem cold. But the thing is, I take a long time to get comfortable, or like comfortable enough to open up to people. And basically all the time before that, I'm kind of like testing out the waters and seeing how people around me are, because I have the tendency to read people very quickly, and I can get very tired of them because it's clearly written all over their faces how fake they're acting and being with me. And I don't like that, which is why I don't trust anyone I meet, and I just, like, don't trust people in general. But, you know, I try, and sometimes it often seems as if I'm not cooperating or even trying at all. That's what it seems like to Jay, or so she's said to me, and but I think it's because she's not here with me, so she can't really understand how I feel or what my physical condition is when I'm in the act of doing something that could apparently help me get rid of my anxiety. But I really do try, and of course, you know, people can't understand what you're going through unless they're in your position, and I'm not saying that I would want someone to be in my position. No, not at all. Wouldn't even wish that for an enemy. But I think I'm like the kind of person who's closed off to others, but open for others. By which I mean, like, I don't expect anyone to be there for me. I don't expect anything at all from anyone, but, like, it's always each for themselves. But I'm always open to listening to others if it makes them any better, because I know what it's like to not have someone be there for you when you need them, especially, like, a particular person. So then you always end up needing at least a little bit of comfort, no matter who it may be from, which is why I listen to everyone, but I don't talk to anyone. I just listen and my job is done. I don't find it necessary to add to other people's burdens by talking about my problems. I really don't talk to anyone about anything. I should, but I don't want to, because I don't trust people. But I love being invisible, you know, it has its pros and cons, but you learn to settle with it. And I think with me, I try to be invisible as much as I can, so that, like, I don't have to talk about myself or something or interact with people. Thing is, if I see someone being uncomfortable, I try to make them feel at ease and comfortable as much as I can, and they usually end up being super, like, at ease and feel really comfortable enough to open up to me and talk about everything on their minds. But me, not so much, because I'd rather help them than be helped, you know, like, because I don't want people to know about me or my worries or what happened in my life for me to be the way that I am. But, you know, if someone puts in actual efforts to make you feel comfortable, you automatically feel that effort and that warmth and become at ease and feel comfortable. But when you see nobody really cares about helping you be comfortable, you naturally don't want or, like, stop wanting to reach out and need help. Because, of course, people make promises but don't always end up fulfilling them. And I think that's because it's human nature. You always end up procrastinating, whether that be your feelings, your promises, something you plan on doing, your routines, or anything. Not everyone can be molded the way you want, and the world cannot work the way you want. So it's better to mold yourself and your world the way you want, you know? And since you can't change anything about your surroundings, it's better to change yourself. Not everything will turn out the way you want, and not everyone will want to walk with you, and not every path that you take will lead you to the destination you believed it would. It's always each for themselves. It's always you in the end. Whether you choose to put yourself, your life, and dignity first, or other people and their company, which makes no difference compared to when you're alone, that's up to you. People, so that's what has been going on with me for the past few months up till now, and that's what I've been keeping hidden inside me, and I've bared myself. Do let me know what you guys have been up to, and if you need someone to talk to, you can just send in a voice message and I'll be here to listen. Thank you so much for listening to Story Heritage. If you enjoyed listening to today's episode, make sure to let others know about it too. And I'll see you next episode.